بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver علماء المشايخ have mentioned أطيب شيء في الدنيا The most pleasant thing in this world The most sweetest thing in this world is the ma'rifat of Allah. Ma'rifatullah. Gaining the ma'rifat of Allah. People enjoy the different things in this world. But that enjoyment is absolutely nothing compared to the sweetness and the pleasure of the ma'rifat of Allah. Recognizing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give all of us His ma'rifat. And they say, أَطْيَبُ شَيْءٍ فِي الْآخِرَةِ And the most sweetest thing in the Akhirat, the most pleasant thing in the Akhirat, is رُؤْيَةُ is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us that also. May Allah not deprive us of seeing Him in Jannah. And the people in Jannah will be enjoying the bounties of Jannah and suddenly they will see Noor coming from above them. And then they will raise their heads and Allah will remove the hijab, the curtain. And then the gaze will be fixed only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the most sweetest thing, the most pleasant thing in the hereafter. Respected brothers and elders and our mothers, to gain the ma'rifat of Allah, to get to the ru'yat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to firmly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Develop in our lives true taqwa. Stay away from every single sin, big and small. All these haram pleasures in whatever form it may be. Zina, filth, looking at amrad, beardless boys, committing zina, fraud, theft, haram. All these pleasures, cheating, deceiving, not giving people the due. All these things we have to abolish in our lives. Wipe it out, obliterate it, gain the true noor of taqwa in our hearts. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if it is done regularly and properly with some dhyan, concentration, then it will help one to gain the ma'rifat of Allah. It is extremely effective in gaining this noor of taqwa. Dhikrullah, the fawaid we have mentioned so many times, yatrudu shaitan, it actually repels shaitan. The shaitan wants to deceive us. Shaitan wants to whisper into us evil thoughts, temptations. When a person makes a dhikr of Allah, it is so powerful. The dhikr, as Mawlana Ilyas Rahmatullahi Alayhi has mentioned, that dhikrullah is the fortress against shaitan. It is so powerful. So yatrudu shaitan, it will push away shaitan, it will chase away shaitan. وَيُرْضِ الرَّحْمَانِ Making the dhikr of Allah, it will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why our mashayikh have mentioned, somebody had mentioned to Hajim Dadullah rahmatullah alayhi, that you know, I'm not getting that, making dhikr for so long. I'm not getting that maza and that enjoyment that people talk about and what I should be getting. And the different fawaid and blessings of dhikrullah. Is that explained to him? That leave all the benefits that have been mentioned. Like as we said, yatrudu shaitan, a person will get noor in his heart. All these are beautiful blessings and favors. But leave all this on one side. What is the, one of the most great or the greatest benefit you will get by making the dhikr of Allah is that fadhkuruni adhkurkum. Allah will remember you. What else can be a greater bounty? That when you are saying Allah, Allah is remembering you. And Allah remembers you in the gathering of the lofty angels. So even though there are so many fawaid and blessings, and of course these blessings the person will get, and there are times when he will enjoy the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll feel the sweetness of the dhikr. Not necessarily every time a person is going to make the dhikr of Allah, he's going to feel some ma'rifat and feel some kayfiyat. Those things should not be our objective. Objective is to take the name of Allah and the fact that Allah is giving you and I that chance and that opportunity. Ke mera naam le lo. Udhkurni, take my name. That in itself is one favor. And then the second favor, that when we are taking the name of Allah, Allah is remembering us. So may Allah make us true dhakirin, shakirin. May Allah give us more and more tawfiq of making his zikr properly. It is a fortress against shaitan. A person is going to take the name of Allah, he will feel the serenity in his heart. That hum and that gham will be dispelled from the heart. Dhikr has, it brings itminan in the heart, serenity, coolness, tranquility. Because it is a beautiful name of Allah Rabbul Izzat. No other name will bring us that tranquility in the heart. No other name. But the name of Allah. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq hidayah to make his dhikr properly and constantly. This is the important thing. Not just once in a while, once a week, whenever we get a chance. These are all opportunities for us to make us again remember that we have to make the dhikr of Allah. It's reminding us that dhikrullah should be part and parcel of our life. And all ulama have mentioned the dhikr for a person is like a fish in the sea. Remove the fish out of the sea, utarabta hai, becomes restless, it is shaking, it is bechain. Put it back into the sea, it gains its peace and serenity and tranquility. A person without dhikrullah should feel restless. The moment you take Allah's name, you say subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa la ilaha illallah, whatever it is, whatever dhikr we are making, tasbih we are making, then like a fish in the sea, you feel the tranquility, you feel that peace, feel the serenity. This is Durus Sharif. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. اللهم لك الحمد كله لك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله grant us your معرفت يا الله يا الله grant us your رؤيت يا الله يا الله give us the best of dunya best of آخرت یا اللہ ہم کمزور ہیں ہم ضعیف ہیں ہم گنہگار ہیں forgive us my Allah every single sin we committed my Allah major sins minor sins my Allah یا اللہ یو غفور رحیم یا اللہ یا اللہ give us حلال طیب روزی my Allah make our rizq come to us with ease my Allah grant us abundant روزی my Allah and make us use it in the correct way my Allah in حلال avenues my Allah یا اللہ protect us from israf and wastage my Allah from extravagance, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah, from all type of bala, afat, musibat, dillat, hawan, shurur, fitan, mihan, takalif, pareshani. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of iman, give us the ladzat of your ibadat. Ya Allah, give us the ladzat of sajda. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq of begging from you, my Allah. Allah, give us tawfiq of begging from you only, my Allah. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, grant them kamil shifa. Ya Allah, so many in hospitals, my Allah. So many at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, young and old are not well, my Allah. Ya Allah, shifa is in your hands, my Allah. Grant each and every one of them kamil shifa. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect them from azab of qabr, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant the family sabre jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, those four children who have been abducted, my Allah. They have been kidnapped, my Allah. Eh, maliki kareem, ya Allah. What their parents will be going through, my Allah. Only you know where they are, my Allah. Ya Allah, return them safely, my Allah. Return them quickly, my Allah. With afiyat, my Allah. With salamati, my Allah. Eh, maliki kareem, ya Allah. Protect us from all type of crime, ya Allah. Let there be aman and aman in our country, my Allah. Ya Allah. Forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you, my Allah. You brought us back to your masajid, my Allah. Don't take away this ni'mat from us, my Allah. Give us mazid, ya Allah, talaqi and enjoy these ni'mats, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making so much shukr. You're bringing Haramain Sharifin back to normal, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we thought it was not going to be again possible, my Allah. But everything is in your control. Ya Allah, just like that, remove this pandemic completely, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you can never become weak and ajiz. You are ghalib, you are aziz and hakeem, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us a strong iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us mawt in Madina Sharif, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not seen Haramain Sharifin for a long time, my Allah. Open your doors with ease for us, my Allah. Give us mawt in Madina Sharif. Buryul Jannatul Baqi, my Allah. Grant us the shafa'at of Rasulullah, the holy kuthur water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us from the azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Remove our worries, our sorrows, our griefs, our hardships, our problems, my Allah. You are well aware of each person's hardship and calamity and musibat, my Allah. Remove it completely, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi' al-Bariyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخر ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك الله we ask you by your اسم أعظم your أسماء الحسنى and your صفات العلى Grant all of us afiyat, ya Allah, and fulfill all our hajat and needs, and answer our du'as, my Allah. Ya Allah, answer our du'as. Use us with the khidmat of your deen, with ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله حاضرين غائبين سبك دعاء قبول فرما برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين